What is up, guys? Welcome back to MGM Marketabilities Podcast. It's just me today. It's just Lucas. And we're going to talk about a very sensitive topic that it just needs to be talked about. So we're going to talk about the hidden cost of self-doubt in your business. So here's the thing. If you are doubting your business, people can see it, they can smell it, they can read it with however you are doing it. So, and I'm not saying that it's not normal. It is normal. It's normal to doubt. It's normal to feel like this might not work out, okay? It's a normal thing. Like, I can tell you there is at least usually once a day for me where I'm like, am I doing this right? Should I be doing this? Am I qualified to do this? And all those things. So don't fret. It's okay that you're thinking those thoughts, but you don't have to. Okay. So we're going to go through three things today. Number one is we're going to talk about how imposter syndrome can actually affect your marketing efforts. Because if you feel like you're an imposter in your own business or in your sales or whatever you do, it's going to show up whenever people are reading your marketing. And it's going to be very subtle. It's not going to be very obvious, but like if you're overreaching or if you're, doing a lot, it's almost like you're trying to compensate for the lack, right? That you think you have, but in reality, you can help people. And so one of the best ways I know how to combat this is to make a list of all of the benefits and the outcomes that people get from your service and from what you do and from what you provide and from how you help them. I mean, once you start writing all that out, it starts to reiterate why you're doing this, and it starts to build your confidence back up. And then number two is there are several ways that like your lack of or your self-doubt is really showing up in just how you talk about your business. If you're not very confident, if you don't remember your mission, if you're not clear on what the business does and you kind of fumble over your words whenever you're talking, it's like you need to get clear. So the second thing that I like to do is just remind myself, what is it that I'm doing and why am I doing this? And put the whole mission down on a piece of paper so that you can read it. If you need to reread it every day, if you need to reread it 12 times a day, that's okay. That is going to absolutely revolutionize your thought process behind what you do and how well you do it and how much of an opportunity it is for someone to work with you. Because there's so many different ways to find reasons why you shouldn't be doing what you're doing. Like, you can compare yourself to a vast majority of people that have been doing it for 20 years, right? So like a lot of these people that you're comparing yourself to, that you're looking up to, you're like, oh man, they're so good. And you know, they're just killing it. And every time I compare myself to that, it's like, it's overwhelming. And I feel like I'm not actually doing anything. I get it. I felt the same way. But you have to remind yourself what chapter you're on compared to what chapter they're on. Those people have probably been doing it a lot longer. And then on top of that, you don't know what their upbringing was like. You don't know what their childhood was like. You weren't there. You don't know what kind of skills they got from certain people in their household or in their life. It could have been a mother a mother or father or a aunt, uncle. You don't know who is just in their life all the time where they picked up some of these things, so it's a lot easier for them, okay? But there's going to be things that are a lot easier for you that weren't for them, but they just worked their butt off to get where they wanted to be. And so it's okay to have that self-doubt in the moment, but you just got to remind yourself that like everybody's come from nothing. Nobody started in like this perfect spot. Nobody was born like a specific fantastic person. Like they were just amazing. It's like everybody's born and they learn how to do things. So you can remind yourself, hey, I can learn how to do anything. You know what I mean? And that's a big deal because then that takes away some of your self-doubt. Because it reminds you just get reminded like, oh, if they can learn it, I can learn it. Because everybody's just human. Like we're all just freaking humans. Walking around on this spinny rock thing, and we're all having a good time or a bad time. You get to choose. Okay, and last is number three, is that you actually can develop your own personal study regimen. Okay, we live in a world now where you have access to everybody. Like, you have access to people who have done something that you want to do before, or have already done it, or in the process of doing it, and you can watch them and learn from them. Like, you can build this study regimen that to build your exact life that you want. And it's such a blessing that we live in a world that exists like this, because it's at your fingertips. Like, whatever you want to do, it's there. Like, you don't have to go to a library and scour and look for these books. You can literally jump online, Google it, and find the top five books that people are recommending and go buy those books, and then learn what you need to learn to expand your business and expand your marketing and expand your mindset and to get rid of all that self-doubt because it's been building up for so long. And then you can just do the thing, but you still have to do the thing, unfortunately. So really, your self-doubt is just your imagination. And it's funny, I'm speaking into the camera right now, but I'm really telling myself this because I do struggle with self-doubt, and I have extensively in the past. It's not nearly as bad as it was, but there were so many times when I wouldn't post a single thing for months about my business or what I do. And I would hardly even talk about it. I would avoid talking about it because I didn't think I was good enough. And that was a mistake, because I could have been talking about it, could have been being all about it, because since I have really started to put myself out there, it's been amazing. People love it and they're so appreciative of it. And have I gotten some hate? A little bit. Yeah, of course. When you put yourself out there, there's going to be people who don't like you. And really, if they don't like you, that actually has nothing to do with you, because they don't really probably know you at all. So anyways, that's a whole nother podcast topic. But you know, do not remember that if there's doubt, look, this will be the last thing I say, because I think it's a little bit more simple than I think, you know, I'm just going to sum it up this way, okay? If there's something that you have doubt about when it comes to your product or your business or your whatever it is, whatever you're doing, why are you doubting it? Ask yourself that question. Why are you doubting that it'll work? Have you tried it before and it didn't go well? Have you been told by other people it's a bad idea? Really assess, sit down and assess the situation rather than just soaking in the self-doubt of, I can't do this because of this. Really take a step back and almost look at it as like you were giving advice to somebody and you were like, why are you doubting this? You've done these seven things really, really well and it's turned out great. And yeah, sure, you've had these failures along the way, but really, if you compare the failures to successes, you're doing a great job. And I think a lot of people forget that. I have often forgotten that in a lot of my own personal endeavors or my own business, that you have like a really great week and then you just thrash it with one bad thing that happens, and that's all you can think about. But if you can be, unhappy for one bad thing to happen, then you can also be happy for the one good thing that happened that week. You know what I mean? Like, you can have a terrible week, but then you can look at that one thing that did happen and just focus on that. And I'm telling you, when you start to shift on the things that are working and seeing yourself as hey, what I do is good, and this is what I should be doing, whether I do a good job at today or not. Like, it's okay to have a bad day, but just knowing that you learned that lesson and then tomorrow it's better. You know what I mean? And so just don't put too much pressure on yourself, because you don't need to, pressure is good, builds diamonds, right? But putting the amount of pressure that a lot of us put on ourselves whenever we are trying to grow something significant or real, is not, a lot of the time it gets to that breaking point where it's really unhealthy and it's not worth it anymore. It's not worth the stress that you put on yourself. And it is you putting it on yourself. No one else is forcing you to feel a certain way. It's you feeling that way because you choose to. And that's a hard pill to swallow, because ultimately it comes down to responsibility. And at the end of the day, what you do with your life is your responsibility. It's no one else's. And so if you could choose to do anything, right, because it is your responsibility, stop doubting yourself. And it's, I know it sounds simple. I know it's like, oh yeah, I'll just turn it off. And I know it doesn't work like that, but you can remind yourself every morning, hey, I'm responsible for what happens today. If something bad happens today, I take responsibility. If something good happens today, I take responsibility. And that's okay. Whether it's a great day or a bad day, you just take responsibility and move on and learn and grow. We're humans. We're not perfect. Hope this podcast helped, and we will see you on the next episode. Bye.